No hard agricultural news for you today, but rather I thought we might think just a little bit about the Christmas story from a shepherd's point of view. You know, when you Google that phrase, you get 30,000 hits. One that was close to the top of the list that I got was a narrative written by a pastor by the name of Bruce that gave us a little bit of understanding about Christmas from a livestock producer's point of view some 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. Now, according to Bruce, the shepherd's name was Bernie. He says that folks kind of looked at shepherds as being rather odd. They were different. The truth is, we shepherds probably are a different breed of person. Okay, maybe we're a lot different. Our closest friends, he says, are sheep. Now, when I say we're committed to our sheep, you need to know what I mean. A good shepherd would not only risk his life for his sheep, he would give his life for his sheep. We develop a relationship with our sheep all along, and we talk to our flock so much that it gets to the point that our sheep recognize our voice. Well, let's talk about the night that the Messiah was born. According to Bernie, we combined our flocks and were taking turns at the watch just outside of Bethlehem, and then suddenly, standing before us was a figure that was radiant and unlike anything we had ever seen before. Instantly, we knew it was a messenger from God, and we were petrified. We were afraid we were going to be destroyed. Well, the angel spoke and said, "Don't be afraid. I come to bring you good news, news which will bring joy to everyone. Born to you in Bethlehem is a Savior. He is Christ the Lord, and you can find this baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Well, the angels appeared. They sang, "Glory to God to the highest," and then suddenly they were gone. The shepherds sat there for a few moments, and then Bernie said, he spoke out and said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the Messiah." I think that's what the angel wanted us to do. They did that. They walked away from their sheep and headed toward Bethlehem. Bernie said, "Normally we would never leave our sheep without someone there to protect them, but we weren't worried about that then. Maybe we knew instinctively that the God who summoned us would protect our flock. When we walked into the stable, there was a strange sense of God's presence in the place. It looked like a dirty old stable, but it was also like stepping into heaven itself." Bernie says, "We were startled in some respects by Mary and Joseph. They seemed so young, so ordinary to play such a prominent role in such an awesome event. Mary looked tired. Joseph was beaming. The baby had just finished nursing, was now asleep. In so many ways, the baby was ordinary. Rosy cheeks, little tiny fingers, eyes unfocused and seldom opened, arms stretching. But at the same time, we sensed that this was something beyond an ordinary birth. I can't explain it." Bernie says, "I don't know how long we were there. It seemed like minutes. I'm sure it was hours. All I remember was the profound reluctance to leave." Later on, Bernie says that he thought a great deal about that night, about the angels, about the baby, and about God. "Hundreds of times," he says, "I've asked myself, why me? Why a shepherd out in a field? The Messiah should have come to a palace. He should have been greeted by priests and royalty and religious leaders and people who were more fully aware of the law. Some who believe he really was the Messiah say he came to us first because he wanted to show that he was the good shepherd." Bernie says, "Why me? Why did God reach out to me in such a special and life-transforming way? I'm nobody exceptional. Most people walk by me like I don't exist, and yet God sought me out specially. I don't know. I think the Lord wanted the world to know from the very first moment that the Messiah was for all. And as the angel said, 'For unto you a Savior is born, a Savior for you.'" And that's how a simple livestock producer of that day, a shepherd, might explain that night near Bethlehem.